It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to test your mental sit down. I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little sit down. With a little number called Swinging the Alphabet.
Swing it, brother. Swing it.
Right. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B A Bay. B E B. B I Bicky Bye. B O Bo. I'll give you the correct demonstration.
B A Bay. B E B. B I Bicky Bye. B O Bo. Bicky Bye Bo. B U Boo. Bicky Bye Bo Boo.
C A C A C E C C I sicky si C O so sicky si so C U su sicky si so su.
D A D A D E D D I dicky di D O do dicky di do D U do dicky di do do.
The Buzz Babes.
F A B F B B F I picky by F O fo picky by fo F U fo picky by fo fo. G A J
coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Hey, DC! You hear about it?
Doc.
It's legal!
Doc.
Whoa, Nelly! Yee! I can get my gun! My gun's not illegal no more! Yes, sir! Yes, sir, District of Columbia! The gun's illegal! Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
You can finally move back downtown, Mike.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Lock and load.
I'm standing in my home. It is legal. Don't have to dismantle them no more. Yeah! Oh, my God. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is Thursday, June 26, 2008. And my name's Mike O'Mara. This is the show.
Hi, Mike.
Here
Hi,
is
Mike.
Our phone number. It's 877-365. 3636. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O WJFK or send us a little email.
Send us a very little email.
Hey, look, it's Adam Sandler.
Send us an email
at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com or just go to the website. A great website it is,
Love it.
I do say so myself.
It is indeed.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. Download the podcast. Give us instant feedback. Take a look at our photos. We'll be talking about that momentarily. I know there's some of you out there that are either ugly fat women or you're gay, and you don't like the fact that we talk about the
that's,
Buzz Babes
no
so much.
That's no way to sweet talk women. Man.
I say nay to you.
That's how I do it.
Nay to you. And I don't live in D.C., but I'm moving because I'll be able to carry a gun now. You can't carry a gun. It's keep a gun in your house for self-protection,
that's right?
That's all.
Yes, sir.
Just a right. handgun.
All the Buzz Babes have guns.
Also, the Buzz Babes. Yes, they do, Robert.
And they're loaded.
They are stacked and packed. Well, let me introduce my compatriots here. To my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
What?
And over here we have Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, we, oh, we, oh.
And here we are. Yes, it's another fabulous Thursday show. And, boy, what a show we're going to have today for you. This kid
And I mean kid. I can call him a kid. It's not like just calling
right
him a
here,
kid.
This kid.
Let me tell you. Well, now you know. Right after the Maori fire eaters.
This youngster.
The aerial photographs of Kate Smith. Well, now you know.
Now you know.
Well, now you know. And the waltzing mice. We are going to have a very, very special youngster.
Uh-huh.
This is quite a talented youngster. He comes from quite a family. That's a... Marco Andretti.
Ah.
Yes, Marco Andretti. Indy driver Marco Andretti, the grandson of Mario Andretti,
the son
of Michael Andretti, mm-hmm. and the Andretti's, of course, legendary racing.
And he owns a restaurant?
Yeah, Andretti's.
Okay, I don't know.
Sounds like it could. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That was a beaten down, I don't know. Are you? How's your diet? How's your diet? Sounds like one of your games.
That would be a great game.
How's your diet?
You're the dieter. Mm-hmm. It's great. I weigh in tonight.
You do. I thought you weighed in today. I thought you were going
to
go today.
But there was no answer.
See, that's not good.
No,
maybe people at Physicians Weight Loss Center should be a little more aware of their phone calls.
What I was not aware of myself at Physicians Weight Loss Center.
Yes. That's me being evil. Evil, evil,
what?
Evil.
They've made summer hours to make it more convenient for their clients. How's your weight loss?
It's good. I've lost another 0.3 pounds.
Which brings your total to?
I'm not gaining. I've lost a total of 5 pounds.
That's cute.
That's five and change. Five
That's
and
good.
Change.
That's very good. Change.
But I'm getting stronger every day.
That's mm-hmm. right. Muscles.
I'm
strong.
Getting stronger. Don't put my program down. I'll have Pete Galelli come in and kick your ass, mister.
He'll do it, too.
I won't do it. I'm not ready yet. I'm too weak. But by golly, Pete Galelli, he can come in here. Also on the show today, best week ever's pop culture bachelor and star of Super High Me.
Uh-huh.
Doug, a very difficult title to even deal with. I mean, he must have come up with that when he was high. Doug Benson. And all I know about Doug Benson, really, from my extensive research, is that Doug Benson is a stoner.
Yeah.
And that's his whole thing.
And I did a little research on it, and not a lifelong, so he jumped on it, like, later in life. Like,
but he loves it now, and
yeah.
he got, like, an award from High Times Magazine
One
and all
word.
That crap.
Who hasn't?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Have you watched his stand-up?
I have not seen him, no.
How come you're not, like, a fan?
I'm sure I would be.
This is your guy. You don't read? I thought you subscribed to High Times Magazine.
Buzz was out buying Cheetos.
I write a column. What are you kidding me?
You should be aware of this guy because that's his whole rap.
Well, that's why I showed up today.
He's not the first comedian that's, like, made his name
he's
around
the only
marijuana.
One. Buzz, this is the comic that smoked marijuana. I'm sure you don't
this
know
This is
him.
The guy. Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward
he's neither
to it.
Cheech nor Chong.
I don't know many comedians that are as passionate about marijuana as this guy is. Hi, Patton. But I...
Well, Patton also likes wine, though.
Well, he likes Merlot.
Yes, he does.
He likes Merlot, and I think Patton likes Altered States of Mind. I
sure.
really do.
Comic
when you
books.
Go see him, and I have lost 0.5 pounds. That's exactly how much I went from last week to this week.
Five
but
and
total
and
of five.
And
plus.
I did not exercise today.
Why not?
I had things to do. I'm a busy guy. I had
what,
things
what
to do.
What did you do instead?
Would you like to know every little mundane thing I did? I can
you
give
mind?
You the itinerary.
I'm your Robarazzi. Yes.
Okay, here
what
it
you
is.
Did.
First of all, has anyone turned down the heat in here? Because I'm beginning to perspire.
You mean the AC? You want a cooler?
I mean, I say turn down the heat.
That's showbiz excitement.
I say in the middle of the summer, I say turn down the heat.
Right.
Turn down the heat. Yes, you turned it on. Hello, Beth Ann.
Hello.
How
Thanks.
Are you?
Meredith.
Meredith is here. What happened to the fact that you used to join us at the beginning of the show?
I got stuff to do in the back. Lots to do.
You go ahead. Knock your socks off. Have fun. What?
She has stuff
you
to
look
do
so
named Peter.
Today.
Yes.
You
what?
You look thin today.
Thank you.
Nobody ever calls
Thank
her
you,
on this.
Know.
What is it you have to do that's more important than being in here?
Tons of stuff.
You have fans out there.
That's too vague. That's not an answer.
You have fans out there that clamor for you, Beth Ann McBride.
Mm-hmm.
They're clamoring for you.
I'm sure they are.
They want to hear your voice. They want to hear what you're up to.
Clamor,
they want to hear what you and Katie are doing. What's the latest dating situation? Have you gone out with Katie at all this week?
I was going to take her to Beer Fest or Brew Fest, whatever the screening that Big O and Dukes were having.
Yes.
But she couldn't attend. She was not feeling well.
There were a lot of people there. I heard there was a really good turnout for that.
About 300
It was
people.
Overwhelmingly
yeah.
successful.
Excellent.
And you would have been surrounded by mostly men.
I know.
You would have had a great time. Could have been a gangbang. Could have been
wow.
fabulous.
Well,
really? All these
Katie.
Guys, they're all ramped up. They're watching the movie Beer Fest.
Without Katie, it means nothing.
All, you know, they're serving that Italian dish testosterone.
You guys are a package deal now?
I don't
yeah.
know. I just got
I
an IM from Katie.
You did? What did she say?
It says, you can tell her we are not dating anymore. I don't enjoy her pity. She thinks it's a
she
pity
thinks
day.
I felt sorry
Katie,
for her.
Katie is bitter today.
Yeah, she is.
Have you
she
noticed that?
Feel well.
She's walking around saying, I hate men, and now she
oh,
doesn't want to hang
here.
Out
please,
with Beth
please
Ann.
Bring her
I'm concerned.
I always like to speak to Katie. Beth Ann, incidentally, later on, I wish to talk about why I think you should be tested.
And I'm not going to say what she's going to be tested for. I'm just going to say she should be tested.
Fair enough.
And
she
I know
really
Katie does,
should be tested.
Katie doesn't hate all men.
Katie is, I will tell you about Katie. Emotionally, she wears her emotions on her sleeve, and she has, I'm not going to say violent, but she has dramatic mood swings.
Yes.
And you can tell what Katie's mood is by looking at her face.
I can't.
Like, I can right now.
I'm
she kidding. Normally comes in with a great deal of joy.
I'm
look
kidding.
At her now. She's,
I know,
so you
know.
Think, what,
I
today
see.
She's whimsical?
I was being
no,
sarcastic.
No, she's having one of her dark periods today.
Oh.
I'm brooding.
You're very brooding, and I didn't even see it today. This is the first time I've seen you. You come walking in, and then after hearing Beth Ann, now I know what she's talking about. You hate men today?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, but...
All of us?
I don't, my stomach's all upset. I don't.
Oh, so this is a physical deal?
Yeah.
Is it, I have to ask, I'm sorry, cramping?
No.
Is it because of that?
I know why.
Why?
Perhaps she's with child.
Right.
Morning sickness?
No.
Have you felt nauseous in the morning?
No.
Are you too ill to come on the show right now? You look very ill, Lily, and you're putting your mouth in all sorts of weird positions like you're going.
I just ate some crackers.
Oh, you did? Some crackers to settle your tummy?
Yeah, I've been up since 2 a.m.
You know, if you ever have a... Oh, really?
I'm not feeling
like if you gave us details, would it be kind of a, you know...
You want me to paint a picture?
Go ahead. Oh. Yes, I'd like to hear.
Don't mind.
There are people in our audience that might really dig it, too.
Oh, yeah, this is... It's hot, I tell you.
Okay. Do you make your own paint for this picture?
I'm gonna win so many points.
Our listeners do.
I at one point at about 4:30 was definitely sitting on the toilet and holding a trash can in my lap.
Nice.
Wow. Something going around. Joe has something like that.
It's the meth. I can hear that even though I don't have headphones on.
Yeah, well, that's just a sound effect that I use to is it something you ate?
I don't think so.
Do you cook for yourself at home?
Yeah.
Did you make your own dinner, or did you go out and get something?
Aunt Jane cooked for me.
It was Aunt Jane?
Yeah.
Auntie Jane?
She cooks for me every night.
Really? Are you staying with Aunt Jane?
Yeah, I'm like as broke as you can imagine.
Oh, Katie, I hate to hear this story.
I live in a basement.
Oh, my God. Rob, we need some sad music for Katie. You really do. That is so sad.
I love Aunt Jane. We have the best
time. Oh, but see, did you get mad at Beth Ann because Beth Ann is giving you pity? Is that what it is?
Does Beth Ann say, boy,
it's got to be difficult.
I'm hurt.
You're hurt.
Why are you hurt? What did Beth Ann, what did Beth Ann do to hurt you?
I didn't realize she was only dating me for pity.
Now explain.
She said the other day, she's like, she doesn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. She
said you don't have a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she's actually pitying you, and that's why she likes hanging around.
I think so.
You, because I don't want you to feel sad when I say what I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
She might be hanging out with you because it's somebody that's like doesn't have it going on in the romantic department like she
I
does.
Was trying to coach her.
Yeah, but I mean, so you had a date. Didn't you have a date like 2 weeks ago or a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it went well?
I've had a few.
You came in kind of glowing the next day.
Oh, that
you
day.
Practically did everything except tell us what happened.
Or, Katie, are you the one who's helping her? Instead of her taking pity on you and hanging out with you, maybe you're actually helping her.
Yeah, because she pities you or she pretends to pity you, she feels better about herself.
Well, I had a chat with her how I'm not a replacement for her daughter.
Oh, there you go.
How did that go?
You guys have only been out like 2 or 3 times. Like socially, you've gone to a movie or two.
Was there slapping and pulling at clothes? I just thought I'd ask.
Was it like a prison film?
That's the kind of fight. I used to see fights like that at a place called O'Mara's Restaurant.
No.
That's what I used to. No, oh, you bet your ass I did.
That's impossible.
I can tell you, we have a really good time together.
Well, you have a good time together.
Air pulling is fun.
You obviously have an open and honest relationship, and it's open and honest enough where you can say to her, you know, I'm not your daughter. That's very rude in some circles to say that.
Was,
you know, that really
it was,
is.
It was
what's your analysis of Beth Ann McBride? What should we do with her? About her life. I worry about her. I really do. Well, I want her to get out and about.
Let's start with this question. Do we need to do anything? Should we do something?
Leave it to me.
No, I mean, when I say we, I mean all of us.
As a group.
Yeah, and you're included
Well, she
in
doesn't
that.
Want it, Rob. One thing she was adamant about, and Beth Ann does not want us to do anything on the air. Uh-huh. Regarding her love life, and I'm honoring that. Rob goes, wink, wink, wink.
Right.
You think she's full of it? You think we really could be doing something?
No,
of course.
I don't think you should do that. I think you should just let me continue to go out with her.
I think Katie's right.
Okay, but can you give me a little something? Like, what's your plan? Like, well, Beth Ann's listening
I'm
right now.
I'm gonna get her
block
drunk.
Block your ears.
No,
she's
I'm,
not. You can't
I'm
get
kidding,
her drunk.
I'm
she's
kidding,
not
I'm
listening.
She, no, I think the whole thing is that she needs three to
way.
Go out.
Rob says three way. Rob is holding up three fingers. Three way.
That would fix it. Let Katie handle it.
What I think, about,
is this like very hard for you because like you're ready to throw up being on the show? Would
I,
you like me to excuse you?
Little,
I can tell you're like ready to yak right now.
Bit, yeah. I mean, did the thought of a three-way with Beth Ann make you closer to throwing up?
Are you, do you think you're contagious at all?
Probably was.
Oh, get out of here. Okay, thank you. Thank you, please. Please leave the studio. I hate that.
Yeah, Joe has it too, I think.
Oh, you're kidding, like a stomach thing?
Yeah.
He's
had it a couple of days.
Great way to lose weight.
I don't want to lose weight. I hate that. This is a Petri dish.
I know.
I swear to God, start disinfecting it.
I bet it came on the porn.
This is so... No, I bet it did,
no,
too.
Joe had it before that. I just... I
Joe's
knew that
sick
would be,
all the time.
It's a hot button
here.
With you.
Put
well,
your
it's,
hands up.
It's all the all stress. Right. Mike's now rinsing his hands with isopropyl alcohol. I believe that's a 91% mixture, isn't it, Rob?
70.
Oh, only 70?
Oh,
it's mostly water.
My God, that's great. I feel like I'm in a doctor's office and he's about to put the... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that I was on the air momentarily. That's nasty stuff. I want to talk
better,
about...
Right?
If Joe is sick, I don't want him here for Friday, BYOB Friday.
What if he's well by BYOB?
If he's well by BYOB Friday.
That's 23 hours from now.
But, you know, where was he sitting when I came in here? Where is he sitting splayed out? Whose chair?
He was
No, he wasn't doing anything. He was sitting here relaxing, talking to you.
But who do you think set this stuff up?
Well, he set it up, but then he just goes, and he starts breathing on stuff.
Uh-huh.
What kind? Does he have sick, like, diarrhea and stuff like that?
I understand that might have been one of the symptoms.
Is
yes.
he, what, vomiting
here,
as well?
This,
I understand that was one of the symptoms as well.
I can
key the mic back there. You can talk to him.
You know what?
See,
Buzz is a fear-monger.
No.
Buzz is a fear-monger because he's eating barbecued Fritos
I
right
call
now.
To the
so
stand,
he's not
Joe
sick.
Arringer.
Do you want
not
talk,
ill.
Do you want to talk to him without bringing him in here?
Because
we can do
any
that.
Chance I get.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Any
Joe,
opportunity.
Pick up via
satellite from across the hall.
Joe?
It's Joe
Arringer.
Are you having Joe pick up on the intercom that he doesn't know how to use?
Hold on, guys.
Hi, Joe. No, we can hear you.
Well, he's asking us to hold on because he's busy.
He can't
can you
hear
pad,
us.
Mike?
I feel nauseous right now.
You don't look it.
I feel like I'm getting sick.
You're very suggestive that way.
I am very, and you enjoy that, and you prey upon that. He was probably sick a month ago, and you're saying that he's sick now.
Look at you and me. We're strong as horses.
No, don't come in here.
I mentioned on.
I don't have a headphone out there.
All right, so how sick are you? Buzz said you're very ill. Are you very ill?
I'm dying.
No, don't be funny. I really want to know if you're sick or not because I'm paranoid about that.
I'm getting much better, but yeah, I've had the same thing Katie's had. I had it first, though.
When is this vomiting? Does this involve vomiting?
I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
Just
good.
A little downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's because of his rich diet.
Yeah. Yeah, that you eat an awful lot of like barbecued things and spicy and hot and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a hanger on. I mean, I'm like 80% today. I just can't get to 100%.
All right. Katie's got
when
it.
When is
anybody
the last
else,
time you were at 100%?
Did anybody else get it? Did anybody else get anything?
Not that I know of.
All right.
How's the beagle?
Awesome.
Beagle's at 100%?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, thank you, Joe. Good luck. Hope you get better. Well, then we'll see. You're going to be ready to roll tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
ready, rip-roaring?
I'm going to bed early tonight. I'm going to
okay.
get a ton of sleep.
BYOB Friday. Our special guest is Mr. Joe Arringer, and we've gone from like 40 Buzz Babes to 6, and now we've got 2.5, Buzz says.
Buzz
or maybe 3, right? Maybe 3?
Maybe more. I've got some other things happening, even as we speak.
What can I do? You always say, hey, you know, we need to mention it occasionally. We need to, I like to say, goose the Buzz Babes. What do we need to do to get the full complement of Buzz Babes in here
well,
tomorrow?
It's not too late for any woman in the area over the age of 21 to go online at MikeOmaraShow.com, fill out an application, and show up tomorrow as a Buzz Babe nominee.
Tomorrow, can we goose the Buzz Babes?
we can.
Good.
Are we going to have any of the old guard coming by, the originals?
As a matter of fact, some classics? Of the official Buzz Babes will be here to say hello and to greet some of the new babes.
Allie coming by?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And Kaz and other people I'm forgetting. But yeah,
all of
be several.
Our favorites, Mike.
I have one particular favorite. Everybody. Well, I have the favorite that's everybody's favorite, I think.
Probably.
It's probably Allie. Uh-huh. Really. I know you don't want to. You don't want to pick favorites.
Oh, no.
You don't want
to
piss them off, but I don't care.
I love them all.
I do love them all, too. So I'm excited about this. We have the Buzz Babes coming in studio with special guest Mr. Joe Arringer.
Right.
At 4 o'clock, the festivities will begin. And in studio tomorrow, legendary comedian Judy. I like to always introduce her as Judy Tenuta.
That's perfect.
You can't
Judy Tenuta will be here. I haven't seen Judy Tenuta perform in a very long time. Is she still doing that? She was married to Emo, though, wasn't she?
You can't have Tenuta without nude.
Tanuda. I think it's T-U-N-A-T-A.
Not the way I picture it.
Judy Tanuda. So she's going to be on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And for BYOB Friday, we're very excited to welcome our final compliment of Buzz Babes.
Yes.
They will always be welcomed on BYOB Friday. But this will be the first, this will be the final time that we will be spotlighting the Buzz Babe candidates.
That's right.
And
the final time for now.
For now. No, actually, we might bring some of them in, you know, as there's attrition. But we've got, you know, I wanted, you know how many I wanted, Rob? Did you know that? Four.
That's right.
I wanted four Buzz Babes to start this whole thing. I wanted four, and we ended up getting 10.
Well, 10 is more than four.
Well, we've got 10. I mean, we've got 8 real ones and like four new candidates.
10 is like twice as much as four.
We're in the neighborhood. We're in the neighborhood.
Shut up, God.
We're in the neighborhood of 10. We may have more than a dozen before this is over.
Well, but we're, you know, this is the last time we're going to spotlight the candidates on tomorrow's show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then in the future, they can just hang out with us if they want to.
Well, they can.
At Buzz's house.
That's what. You know, well, just what you just said.
They'll drop in periodically.
That's what I meant.
But much like at my private residence, occasionally you want an advance phone call.
Oh, sure, please call ahead.
Yeah, you don't like the pound on the door. Hi, how are you? Can
sometimes
I
don't even answer the door if I'm not expecting.
If it's
anybody.
Babes, I don't mind.
Occasionally, I love it. Occasionally, I enjoy it. A buddy of mine came by Tuesday night and just dropped by. We were sitting out on the old sun porch, and I hadn't seen this guy in a while. And he dropped by, and we had a couple of beers and hung out. It was delightful. That I really enjoyed.
Role playing. You're at your house. You're on your sun porch. You're not expecting anyone to knock at the door.
Right.
And it's Joe Ardinger.
Anybody that would have come by that I've ever socialized with, really?
At that
moment. Well, not anybody.
I know.
But Joe would have been. I would have been, hey, Joe, come on in. Have a beer. What's happening?
How about this? Moment. Knock at the door, sun porch, Judy Tanuda.
Now you're pushing it.
Well, you see, we're role playing.
You're truly stretching.
We're just naked.
Role playing.
So that's all. What else do I need to do to goose your Buzz Babes? Do you want them to go to the MySpace page as well? Buzz is on MySpace, incidentally.
You're cheating yourself if you don't go to www.myspace.com/thebuzzbabes because now, today, under the secret stash of photos, we're modeling the official Buzz Babes thong.
Really?
So a lot of great pictures there.
Did you watch any of your porn last night?
I did not. I'm much too busy for that. But I did do
some
sorting.
But you took it all home?
He took it home. I saw him took it home. I saw him put it in his trunk.
And today, no loose stools?
He's very, very excited
about
it.
Here's the one true find, the one nugget of gold in that whole bag, and that was the box set series of The Devil and Miss Jones. And at least two of those are classics, as far as I'm concerned.
That is a nugget of gold.
The rest of it, I will put out in a bag with a sign that says free porn.
Buzz, you want to talk to an honorary Buzz Babe?
I sure do.
Let us go to the phones right now. This is Corey. Did I get your name right? Is it Corey?
Yes, it's Tori.
Tori from California.
Yeah. Tori, of course, with a K.
No, with a T.
T. Tori.
I know.
Oh, yours is
spelled. He gets. Buzz, calm down. Okay, just a little bit. I know you weren't, okay? It is Tori, but it is spelled with a K because Joe's having problems with the phone.
You're on your sun porch, doorbell rings, and it's Buzz, but he's there to correct you.
I know, because he's trying to impress a Buzz Babe.
That's right, he's got a Buzz Babe with him.
All right, Tori, what can we do for him? The man is older than I am. He has more testosterone than 15-year-old boys. He's Buzz Burbank, but nothing ramps him up more than even a phone call coming in from an honorary Buzz Babe. And why is she honorary?
She lives in California.
Ah, was she supposed to come by or what?
All I was saying, she was in town last week and was supposed to drop by, but her plane got in late, so she couldn't make it.
Well, you could actually not have to be honorary and be in California. We could send you to whereabouts in California are you?
Your favorite town, Sacramento.
From here. We can lift the honorary title and set up a whole thing for you. You can have a chapter. You could head up a chapter out in Sacramento. I think that's a perfectly good idea.
Get in touch with KHTK?
Yes. Sure.
I'm so pleased to hear you say this because I know there are babes in the Wichita area. I know there are babes in the Sacramento area.
Portland, Maine. No, I'm going up there. I'm not going to say anything to piss people off.
No, don't do that.
Bit of a stretch, I think. No, maybe just a wee stretch. I'm not sure. I would you know what? I'd be curious as to how the hot factor has improved. Well, Portland's a very cosmopolitan city.
I'm sure it's
fine.
It's
on the move. It's growing. It's growing all the time.
They have an international jet port.
I believe they could have a chapter of Buzz Babes. We'd have them all over the country.
I love to hear you say that. That's a wonderful
idea.
Might
be a short chapter.
But what does Corey look like, Buzz?
Tori, you mean?
Well, I'm just thinking. When they look, When they give me the name is permanent. Okay. I'm not correcting it.
All right.
I'm going to read it as K-O-R-I.
All right.
Because that's the way it was effed up to start with.
Okay.
If they don't want me to say Corey, then they're going to have to not F up the name. Remember that caller that called in yesterday and said, listen, who cares? Really, who cares?
Yeah.
Really? I say, if I call you Zenith, you just accept that pronunciation of your name.
Hi, my name is Zenith Spiewak.
That's right. Hello, Tenith.
How are you?
Very good. So, Corey, who does Corey look like, Buzz?
Corey, a younger, more attractive.
Then I throw that to him, and all of a sudden it's the great speedball that goes right by.
You're asking me to picture in my mind a woman who's 3,000 miles from here.
You've seen pictures of her.
I'm on the Buzz Day MySpace.
I've seen one picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I would say
I have
a younger, more attractive Cyndi Lauper. That's what I got.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh well, from that pose that you were doing.
Oh my!
A little darker, a little bit more.
Is this
tan.
The one that wore the? Now here we go. You want to talk about recall? Did you wear the green wig?
No, I was in the referee outfit.
We're both referee outfit. Halloween. I'm sorry. Yeah, referee outfit.
I don't remember that one.
That was pretty hot. That.
Well, Corey, you're not honorary. You can be a Buzz Babe if you can start your chapter out there. Start them.
Cool. Oh, I would love to.
You organize them and you get them all ramped up. But right now, Tori, Corey, Zori, we have to focus.
Her name is Lori Lauper.
Lori Lauper.
I know.
We really appreciate you supporting that. And you know, whenever you're in town, come by. Okay.
Okay, I sure will. But I had a quick favor to ask.
Me or Buzz?
Both of you.
Okay. What is it?
Can you do me a big, big favor and wish somebody happy birthday for me?
Sure.
Okay. His name is Jeremy Elwood.
Who? Jeremy Coleman? Jeremy who?
Elwood.
Oh, Jeremy Elwood.
Elwood.
Yes. He's
who the hell is Jeremy?
He's our roommate, and he's like the most awesomest person, and it's his 30th birthday today, and
no,
we're gonna,
I don't want to. No,
I don't think so.
No,
don't
and what
wanna.
Are you doing living in sin with someone named Jeremy, of all things?
Yeah. Are you banging him?
No. He's
is he gay?
Is he swishy?
No, he's the boyfriend of one of my really good friends.
I see.
Why are you calling in a radio show to wish him a happy birthday? You want him?
Because
you
no,
flirt. Have you ever flirted? Tori, have you ever flirted Mike, with him? Have you ever flirted
Mike
with him?
Mike O'Mara. Mike Patrick O'Mara.
Have you ever flirted with him? Yeah, now you're turning me out.
I guarantee you she has.
Yeah. You flirted
no, I
with him.
I swear.
I
no,
guarantee
I
you she's made out with him. How about that?
Rob, if we didn't have a picture of her, you would say she was fat, too. That's what you would
no,
say.
No, she doesn't sound fat. Sounds like someone who teases Jeremy.
So why?
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
A, don't you find it, now we as three guys in here find it just a little unusual that you are, you know, wanting to
well,
say happy birthday to
so
a
unusual.
To a guy that has no connection with you.
I'm actually living in sin with his friend, which is my boyfriend.
All right, what's his okay? What's his name again?
His name is Jeremy Elwood.
All right, Jeremy, happy birthday from the Michael
Mara
show. Thank you, Tori, and
happy
we hope to see you soon. Okay.
Okay, we will.
Okay,
thanks,
take
bye.
Care. Goodbye.
Good luck, Tori.
Goodbye. Let's go to Sean in Maine. Sean in Portland, Maine. You're on the Michael Mara show. Real quick, we got to get a break here. I'm late already.
My Jesus, we got some pretty women up here in Maine.
Well, it's been a while since I've been up there. I normally just drive through. I'm passing through, and then I go to where I stay up there. And then I drive back to the jet port, and then I fly back down here so I don't have time to see the ladies. Think we can get a chapter?
Wicked good. They ain't got no flannel on today, though.
Oh, that's good. Well, why don't we you can stat it, Sean. You just, get a big thing together and get all those hot women when you're going out to the baths, and you can get them to participate in a BuzzBait chapter.
Hot damn. They got them high heel boots.
Hero boots, yes, very good. Thank you. We know they're hot women in Maine. Thanks for the call,
Don't
Sean.
Don't get arrested.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there he goes. All right, good stuff.
Yeah.
Looking forward to being up there pretty soon, where people really do talk like that.
Yeah,
very, very exciting.
Do you just stop and laugh at them?
No, Rob, because I grew up there, and if you laugh at them, there are a few of them that can kick your ass. So you have to be careful with that. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our first buzz of the afternoon and talk to a superstar, an up-and-coming superstar on the IndyCar circuit.
Cool.
Good family genes here. Marco Andretti will be joining us to talk all about IndyCar racing, the big race at Richmond this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.